And now, here is your WGXC news update. Andrea Mako reports that Kimberly Kaplan is resigning as Greene County Director of Public Health. There has been a wave of resignations and removals of local public health directors, including in Columbia and Schoharie counties. Schoharie County officials recently ousted County Health Director Amy Gildemeister, and Columbia County's Jack Mapp recently retired. In New York, 29 of the state's 57 county health officials have retired and left their jobs since 2020, according to data collected by public health advocates. Current Deputy Director of Public Health and Clinical Services Laura Churchill was appointed as director unanimously by Greene County lawmakers on January 17th. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that New Lebanon is hosting a silent auction on February 9th to help fund a new fire station for its all-volunteer department. The Lebanon Valley Protective Association has an anonymous donation of $250,000 but needs another $250,000 to build a new station. Edward Goffrey, fire company president, said the fire company hopes to consolidate their two new current stations. While the company will lose response time by consolidating stations, Godfrey claims it will have, and I quote, better coordinated, end quote, responses. Supervisor Trista Hodling is married to the fire company's chief and must recuse herself from any decisions related to the fire department. The silent auction is at 6 p.m. on February 9th at M&M's Tap and Tavern on Route 20 in New Lebanon. Read the full story in the Times Union. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that Republican Elise Stefanik was appointed this week to a new congressional panel that her party says is to probe abuses of power within the federal government. Democrats say the Republicans are investigating the weaponization of government by weaponizing the government. Stefanik, who represents New York's 21st congressional district, including Rensselaer County, becomes one of 15 members on the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee's new Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Stefanik said in a statement that, and I quote, "There are serious questions about how government agencies have gotten away with this for so long, and we will get to the bottom of how these corrupt agencies are being weaponized against everyday Americans," end quote. Democrats say the new group is analogous to the House Un-American Activities Committee of the 1950s. Paul Tonko, a Democrat who locally represents the 20th Congressional District, said about the new panel that it is, and I quote, "chaired by one of the most right-wing partisans in Congress who voted to throw out the 2020 election results. This committee's explicit purpose is to sabotage the work of the Department of Justice and the January 6th Select Committee," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Eduardo Cuevas and Kayla Kane report in the Poughkeepsie Journal that now most incarcerated New Yorkers come from upstate, not New York City. In 2000, around 66% of New Yorkers incarcerated in state prisons came from New York City. That number has decreased to about 42% in 2020. Emily Wildra, a senior research analyst at the Prison Policy Initiative and an author of the report, said, and I quote, "It is no longer something we can brush off as a New York City problem. It's really affecting the whole state and communities in every county," end quote. Nick Ancolata Malinowski says the shift is partially because New York City has some progressive reform policies which the rest of the state lacks. Ancolata Malinowski said, and I quote, "What's happening for a lot of counties is they are incarcerating people rather than addressing any of their kind of immediate needs. You have people, especially in jail, but also in prison, just cycling through. No one's actually addressing what got the person there," end quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.